And now, sports report, compiled for us by Andrew Colomossi. Welcome back to our regular look at the sporting scene in and around Todmorden, which has once again suffered as a result of the coronavirus epidemic, with no live sport to report at this time. Who knows when the situation will change and when live cricket, tennis, running, golf and the rest of the summer sports will once again feature in our column. But there has been some activity behind the scenes, and once again we start with cricket and the not unexpected news that Todmorden's South African professional Kelly Smuts will not after all be returning for a second season. Smuts, 30, who enjoyed a highly successful campaign in 2017, scoring over 700 league runs and taking the best part of 50 wickets, had given Centre Vale supporters a real boost when he signed as professional for the 2020 season. But following the news that the Lancashire League campaign, if it starts at all, will be severely truncated, with neither the Champion nor Worsley Cup competitions taking place, club and player agreed to cancel his contract. It remains to be seen whether or not the Eastern Province all-rounder, a popular figure during his previous stay at Centre Vale, will be able to return for the 2021 campaign. But we understand Smuts was really looking forward to returning this time and is keen to come back. Fingers crossed that will be in 2021. It's a similar story at Todd's Lancashire League rivals Walsden, where Umesh Karunaratne, their professional for the last seven seasons, will not be returning for this campaign, whatever shape it may take. The popular Karunaratne, who joined the club in their Central Lancashire League days and played for them during their two-year stay in the now-defunct Pennine League, has scored 2,853 runs and taken 283 wickets in the club's four seasons since they became members of the Lancashire League. And while it is disappointing that the popular Sri Lanka all-rounder will not be around for what will inevitably be curtailed campaign, the good news is that he has already agreed to return in 2021. And one more piece of Lancashire League news that will be of interest is that Greenmount, formerly of the Bolton and Greater Manchester Leagues, will replace Milne Row in the league in 2021. Still with cricket and some good news at last about Bridgehome, the Halifax League club, whose ground was devastated by the winter floods, prompting fears that they would not be able to play any home games in 2020. It's too early to say how much Halifax League cricket will be played, but at this early stage there seems to be a good chance that Bridgehome may, after all, be able to stage their home matches if and when it does. For the good spring weather has enabled groundsman Keith Hudson and his team to make real progress in the preparation of the cricket square and remains to the ground generally. Says Hudson, "The field has been cleared of debris and silt and we're now clearing the river wall area, ready for the footings going in for the new wall." And there's good news too about the cost of the proposed replacement of the river wall, with Hudson explaining that the club have been able to considerably reduce the original estimate of £96,000. And Hudson added, "With no cricket likely for the foreseeable future, we can push on with our work. There's plenty to do, but we'll get there. That's what we like to hear, Keith, and good luck to you all at Bridgehome." Another frustrated Todmorden sportsman during the epidemic has been racing driver Brendan Maud, who has been hoping to start the new season driving for the Italian-based team Assetto Motorsport. Maud, 34, has been a motor racing fan all his life, getting up at the crack of dawn as a youngster to watch his hero Michael Schumacher driving a Formula One Ferrari. Emulating multi-world champion Schumacher was always going to be out of the question, but after learning his trade in go-karts, he opted to make his way in saloon car racing and started racing Ginetta G40 saloon cars. He has owned his own car since 2018 and hoped that his move to Assetto would open the door to a professional career, enable him to move up the ladder to more powerful machinery. Like so many sportsmen and women, however, he has been forced to kick his heels until it is safe for his sport to resume.